start with the group yellow. Please, yellow group, come.
Allahu Akbar, friends. Now we will try to present the results of today's workshop. And the task was to try to change atmosphere in our community in case of disunity by sharing ideas from this Akuto course. And first we tried to define for ourselves what different causes of disunity can be. And this can be gossip, jealousy, pride, selfishness, or, for example, not feeling enough support from the community. And Nicole will now provide you with some solutions.
Yeah, solutions. Solution is the balance between administrative order and teaching, as we heard this morning. It is the bird that then can fly on the winds of detachment. That's really short how we found the solution. And it's an individual responsibility, but we can act like pay house visits. Must be wrong. That's right. Okay. Good. And just reach out to the people. And we found a song which really gives another explanation in the words of Baha'u'llah. Do we have a PowerPoint? Oh, the electricity may not work, but it is existing, so maybe we can also see it. Should we wait for it or not? Okay, we're gonna wait for it. Good. So, what other... Why we found it relevant for this song. The words are, if any differences arise amongst you, behold me standing before your face. So, it is here. Great. So why is this important? If you know that God is with you, then you know that you cannot have disunity when you want to promote unity. Yeah? Okay. Let's sing it then. Yeah?
Thank you very much. So, the pink group. Pink.
Okay, how to apply? We started talking a lot about unity, and in the end we ended up with some points on how we could, what we can do to try to apply this on a personal basis. And first of all, by, for example, talking with individuals and studying the holy writings with them on specific topics, because the holy writings are this is the strongest thing we got, and all the answers lies there, and that may help these problems in one community. And also encouragement may help if we encourage each other with lots of love, And while doing all this, it's also important to remember to be humble. We had a nice example, a nice picture in our group about the ocean. That the ocean is really big, but it's humble because it always goes down to the lowest level, and every drop from the mountains will go downwards. Also that you cannot bring someone into the Baha'i faith and teach them about unity while having disunity in the community. And this second point, one of the other points was like being a personal example that may help, and telling stories might also help. Stories that show like the beautiful story we heard last night. Also, you can try to have maybe in your community have lectures or deepenings about different topics, so people in the community get more aware of the importance of unity. Maybe you can read the quote.
So basically, what we thought was, we thought about how we can apply this presentation to someone, the ways you can do it. So how, like he said, one, you can first talk with the individuals and say these points he was just about. Then secondly, you can be just an example and show through being an example how you have to behave and how you have to have an unity. And then you can also have these deepenings, and just like, because we thought that the holy writings have such an influence on the people, so we have to study it together, then on also on the topics of unity and do not backbiting and so on. So that may help. And the fourth thing we thought was about this quotation we got, which is, I just read it for you. You can but faintly imagine how comforting a stimulate and how helpful a guide its publication and circulation will be to those patient and totally working workers in Eastern lands. You can hardly realize how substantively it would contribute to pave the way for the elaboration of the beginnings of the constitution of the worldwide Baha'i community that will form the permanent basis upon which the blessed and sanctifying edifice of the first international house of justice will securely rest and flourish. So we thought that it's not so good to go with the problem to the institution firstly. First you have to talk and try to solve the problems by your own, and then if you cannot do it, then you can go to the institutions. So do you want to add something?
About this quotation, I think it was a bit hard to draw lines between this quotation and the question. And this is from Baha'i administration, referring to the Declaration of Trust and Bylaws by the National Spiritual Assembly of the United States. And one of the parallels we managed to come up with was that the Constitution is like a guide, and maybe in problems you have in a community with disunity, maybe you cannot construct or make a guide that will always help you solve these kind of problems, because it's always different, and you always have to deal with it in a different way. So that was one of the lines we managed to draw between the quotation and this problem. So, yeah.
much. Thank you very much. So now we have the group Turquoise.
Allahu Akbar, friends. Because one member of our group was Luca, so the first step we will do was to pray. Okay, so auxiliary board members ask us to prepare something for our disunited community. We will pray. As second step, we were consulting about the Tablets of Divine Plan. The Tablets of Divine Plan as a third chapter, a spiritual conquest of the world. We were thinking about what can we do about what can we take out from the tablet of divine plan. We were looking through the paper, and we decided that it is very important to give a talk on spiritual qualities, important individual attitudes of the believers, and the individual in the community. We decided we will talk about the detachment, about the three levels of detachment, which is very important for unity, and about individual efforts. What does it mean? Everything based on the tablets of divine plan. This will be like one talk. After this, we have another suggestion that only give only one session. It's maybe not enough to build up the feeling of unity in a community. We decided that maybe some more deepenings once, twice a week can be very useful on tablets of divine plan, of the world order of Baha'u'llah, on some other topics. To build a feeling of unity, we have like suggestion to have events and socializing, like making cultural.
Yes.
Grazie. You know. She's from Italy, I am from Slovakia. We both speak English, but we understand each other, so we will do something like this in our community. We don't understand each other, but we love each other. How to build this feeling in a unity? Through events, through having fun, to make some culture, to make play some games, to socialize, going together, to socialize not only with Baha'is, but to socialize even with non-Baha'is. After all this, I think I hope there is everything. For the refreshing of our consultation, we had this quote from World Order of Baha'u'llah. The most great peace as conceived by Baha'u'llah, a peace that must inevitably follow as the practical consequence of the spiritualization of the world, and the fusion of all its races, creeds, classes, and nations, can rest on no other basis and can be preserved through no other agency except the divinely appointed ordinances that are implicit in the world order that stands associated with His holy name. After this quote, we studied this quote and we decided we start to talk about the two
don't look at me. Not me.
I'm really not so stupid. It's like I'm only you remember Mr. Nachavani first session this we spoke about guardianship. The functions of guardian, you know, teaching and administrative order, twin themes of guardianship. We find out that this quote spoke about the most great peace, about these two lines we were talking yesterday, these two lines of direct in, you know, I like, you know, these two lines. And we were talking about the most great peace, most great peace, which is divinely inspired. It's inspired by God. So what does it mean? We have to study, we have to study, and what we have to study. When we talk about the most great peace, we talk about these two lines, and even when we talk about the world order, one part of the world order is guardian and guardianship. He is the he was appointed. He is the appointed ordinances. We can understand it even, and he is like appointed. He was appointed to guard the faith. He was the guardian of the faith. And he has two main themes to do. And we as Baha'is have the same, it's really important for us to do these things, to do administrative and to teach the faith. And we can look on guardian, and we can study the guardian, his writings. What is he talking about? Administrative order and teaching, and to follow him. Grazie.
Thank you. So now the group color purple, please.
I have noticed that there is a problem in our community. A problem of disunity. The problem is, as you can guess, the problem is concerning chocolate. However, this problem is not impossible to solve. We should always prioritize the cause instead of focusing on earthly conflicts. So, let me introduce you to some other ways of solving the problems.
We have to try and change ourselves before attempting to change other people.
Abdul Baha is the absolutely perfection example. Even if we are all trying to be Baha'is, we'll never reach the perfection. But we'll develop step by step, little by little, drop by drop, and we should never give up.
We should develop a Baha'i identity through prayer, reading and studying the holy writings, and and fixing our gaze upon the spiritual realm.
We should love the people for God's sake and not for themselves.
We also need to take into consideration the concept of detachment, and we should be very accepting and open to other people's ideas and views on things. And namely, this goes hand in hand with the three-stage ladder, in which the first one would be detachment from material things. The second one would be detachment from the rewards in the life to come. And the third one, yet the most difficult, would be detachment from the world of names, but it is definitely the most important.
We need to have our own teaching plan. If we have our own teaching plan, we don't have time to think about chocolate.
Beautiful, fantastic. We all testify that we love Swiss and Belgium chocolate. So, so the group Violet, or Violet, I never, hey, please. So as a little example of unity, each of us will express and share with you his personal opinion about our common goal, which is unity. So how to reach unity? Abdu'l-Bahá says that we can reach any objective, any spiritual objective, with knowledge, which comes through reading the holy writings, will, through the efforts to improve ourselves, and action, which is teaching the faith.
Okay, we thought that the first step we should take to change the atmosphere of the community is not to focus our attention on the disunity. So the first step is to acquire a positive attitude and try our best to share the enthusiasm and the atmosphere and the new vision that this meeting gave to us. So if we have the seed inside of us, then we can share with others.
Another point that was raised during the consultation was that we should, and Melody explained it very well, so I won't go very much into it, detachment, and especially the last one, detachment from names, detachment from our own identity.
We also looked at the story of Abdu'l-Bahá when he was asked about how a believer asked him how he could be a better Baha'i, and he gave him the 3 points of a yearning to be spiritual, and therefore he would need to pray, and then reading the writings, and also reflection on life after death. And even the mere fact of reflecting on what is to come in the future, and the fact that our lives here are so short in comparison to what is to come, that really disunity is not, we don't really have much time for it, and that we need to really focus on what we can do in, at the time now, because it's very short.
We thought that one of the causes of disunity could be the lack of trust in our institution, in our local institution. And as the quotation we pick up said that the tool should not supersede the faith itself, we thought that we should not let the administration and be a discord in our community. And so we shouldn't. If we had to say something to this friend who wants to change the community, we would say that don't look at the imperfection of the administration, Baha'i administration today. Just look at the individual and the goals. Okay.
Another point was share with our community that we must be an example for the others. So how can we reach our goal? How can we reach unity in mankind if is there no unity in our community? So we have to work together for reach it.
And another point is to promote unity is to serve together, especially in the institute process. That really can transform people.
Like in ancient battlefield, the strategy to respond to enemies' attacks was to be compact and united. The commander shouted at his soldier to stay together, even facing high risks and envy enemies, because just unity managed to save them. Under an arrow's attack, all the shields might stay together, forming just one unique strong shield. And if just one soldier disunited from the whole, he would expose not just himself, but also his companions.
Thank you very much. The group blue one. Yeah.
Hello, dear friends. We split our consultation into two parts. The first part, we talked about our attitude, how we should how our attitude should be towards this situation, these kind of situations. And of course, we couldn't help not to bring up the quote about detachment and the three parts, the first kind of detachment, the second and the third. Like, as was mentioned previously, we also mentioned about the importance of self-responsibility, the importance of encouragement, perseverance, patience, and community feeling. Also the importance of living the Baha'i life and of being an example for others, to strive towards perfection, and describe also the vision of the past, present, and future, that the faith is ever changing, it's never static, and it's going through certain process. The importance of having a common goal for everybody. So this was the first part, our attitude. The second part was practical ways for accomplishing this these means.
And this include first the prayer, after teaching activity, and one of the more and the important is the 19-day feast to give unity, because we have three parts in the 19 feast: spiritual, administrative, and social part. And we can see this all these three parts like something to obtain unity. After, we can have activity groups like social and Baha'i activity, so we can do the practical part of the book number 2 of Ruiz sequence, thus go to serve and help the other family that they need. And one thing important is also the examination of ourselves of each day. And one thing is more important also is that we must learn to don't give a lot of weight to the errors of the others. Like today said, we must see the white tooth in the dog.
Thank you. White, because of the little dog, and white too.
Hi. We're going to read a quote. I'm going to read the quote first for you and give a short explanation, and then we'll explain our answer to question we had. It is surely for those to whose hands so priceless a heritage hath been committed, to prayerfully watch lest the tool should supersede the faith itself, lest undue concern for the minute details arising from the administration of the cause obscure the vision of its promoters, lest partially ambition and worldliness tend in the course of time to becloud the radiance, stain the purity, and impair the effectiveness of the faith of Baha'u'llah. We understood this by saying the small details, the minute details of a community's goal shouldn't become a cloud or obscure their vision of the main goal which they are supposed to achieve. And our answer for the question, I shared with the group that for me stories have a profound effect. I really think about what the stories are saying, and I think that when you share information or whatever you want to get across to people in a story, I personally think that they take it in much more. So the way we answered the question is as follows.
Hello, our friends. So the way we tried, because the question asked us to empower or encourage people to create or to change the atmosphere within our community to a positive one, from a disunited one. And we were asked this by our auxiliary board member. So what we thought we could do in our communities was to maybe propose during 19 Day Feast to whoever like was interested in hearing our sharing about this conference in Akuto to come for a social event, maybe at our home or in a social place. After having invited all the people, we thought it was very important, like was mentioned in one other group, to really first of all pray to be able to become these selfless channels and to really be able to convey this this sense of like spirituality and unity that was created first of all in this conference, and so that hopefully can be conveyed to our community. To maybe use the art and so like prepare a slideshow where we could show pictures of all the youth and all the talks that were presented. And while we show this slideshow, to maybe focus on memories of talks, of parts of the talks that we've been part of in this conference. And we thought of starting with the balance within a Baha'i life, and so this balance between administrative participation and teaching. This then connected to the to detachment, because in order for us to create this balance, we need to be detached. And so, talking about the three steps that were also mentioned in other groups. To this, we really attach the importance of trusting in God. Because in order to be detached, we really need to trust in God, and that through our actions, He's going to teach us and to inspire us to do what we are supposed to do. And because we underline the importance of stories, because we think that are a good means to convey these messages, we maybe thought of giving the example of May Maxwell and the example of the way she. She explained that once a person enrolls in the Baha'i faith and tries to be a Baha'i, they enroll but they never graduate, so it's a continuous struggle. And that we should always look at the three only exemplars that we have, which are the Baha'i, Baha'u'llah, and Abdul Baha. And maybe use the writings, and so for example the letters of Shoghi Effendi. And one of the members of our group referred to one of these letters where Shoghi Effendi was underlining the importance of detachment and unity by telling the story of two men that were plowing a field, and that if one of these two men were concentrating too much on the other, then their plowing would be it wouldn't be straight. So this underlined the fact that we really shouldn't concentrate on other people's faults, but we should concentrate on improving ourselves. But on this level, we should also be careful, like Mr. Nagjamani was saying this morning, to do this self-accounting in a positive way, and so not to be stuck in in paralysis, and that we were just concentrating on our negativities without doing anything about it. And then on the next level, we were connecting this to the F point in the Tablets of the Divine Plan, where when it's talking about the importance of the individual within the community, and so for empowering and encouraging these youth or these people that came to listen to our sharing of this talk to maybe speak about the importance of fellowship and love among the believers, that should one Baha'i meet another, it is important that it must be as though a thirsty one with a parched lips had reached the fountain of the water of life. So to really like have this sense of sharing and of unity. The third point was the importance of firmness in the covenant, which is also connected to the trust and faith. And then the fourth one, the contention is absolutely forbidden in the cause. If two souls quarrel and contend about a question regarding the faith, both are wrong. And then we realized that if every single member of the community does this, automatically the whole community has like a united vision. And once the community reaches this united vision, they can then start to be preoccupied with a greater goal, and so the goal of the Baha'i faith, which is the unity of mankind, which actually should also be like go hand in hand. Like there are two processes that should be applied like together, and so by this process, we the community would be able to make concrete plans, both like at large and of oneself, obviously. Thank you.
What's happening?
The last group, the orange one.
To be on the stage. Allahu Akbar, dear friends. It's so good for us to be back home in our home community. We have just come back from a most inspiring conference for youth in Akutu, Italy, where the Nakhchivani family has set our hearts on fire, virtually on fire, through their loving talks about the beloved guardian, the world order of Baha'u'llah, and our role as individuals. One of the things we are obviously going to be sharing with you through the course of time, what we have learned, but one of the things we want to share with you right now at our 19-day feast is one of the most striking things which Mr. Nakhchivani lovingly told us a few days ago, and this was that we should always remember our role in teaching and serving our beloved faith. Which to us was really, really exciting. Mr. Nakhchivani told us, for example, to consider the advice of Shoghi Effendi that each year we have to teach at least one soul and bring it to the cause of Baha'u'llah. We also concentrated on the fact that throughout this teaching process, there is one other important thing we have to do, and this is that we have to concentrate on our own spiritual development to make ourselves better teachers of the cause. And it is only through this way that we can eventually bring about the love and unity in our community and bring it to a much higher level. Because harmony and unity is also of extreme importance. So, because our community, our large community, is all together, we would like to present to you two skits of a Baha'i consultation at the Baha'i Spiritual Assembly. After which, two of us are going to share with you two parables, giving examples of what we can do to improve our own inner lives. Okay, dear friends, Allahu Akbar, welcome to my home. I was a bit upset that nobody has offered their home for hosting this local community, but I'm as always happy to offer it for all of you. So we have a very important thing on our agenda. It's our forthcoming teaching project.
Wouldn't it be better like to do some deepening instead of?
I was actually asking Kulinda, let her finish first. I don't
really care, whatever, just do whatever you want.
It is of primary importance. I have actually devised all my points on this personal individual plan, and I really want to share them with you.
I have some points too about deepening. You know?
Let's concentrate first on these points, please. What do you think, Alicia?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Let's work on it, please. Okay, the other one. I'm so honored to have you here. Should we start with the prayer?
Ya Baha'u'llah,
Thank you, Lingya. He wanted to consult on our personal teaching plans in order to devise a teaching plan for our Baha'i community. What do you think, Lingya?
How about if we do 1 week of a teaching project and then we do 2 months of a consolidation phase? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, good. I think it's
good. Sorry, what would you think if it would be like maybe 2 weeks of a teaching project? Maybe it would be too little, a week, and then like 3 months of consolidation?
Excellent. It sounds lovely. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Dear friends, let me share with you a story that Mr. Nagjavani told us during our seminar in Akuta, and it's about Jesus Christ. So once Jesus Christ was walking along the road with his disciples, and they came across the body of the dead dog. So one of the disciples said, "Oh, look, what a terrible picture, this dead dog lying there with the flies, and oh my God." And the other said, "Oh, what a terrible smell." Oh. But then Jesus Christ turned to them and said, "But look what wonderful white teeth it has." And this is what Abdul Baha is telling us. If a man has 10 bad qualities and one good, we should concentrate on the good one.
Indeed, dear friends, if we focus on our own development, we can assist the community greatly. And as Michael Jackson sings in his famous song, Man in the Mirror, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make the change. And we would like now to invite you to all make a cake together. Thank you.
Thank you very much for all the groups. Every day you become better and more clever, and we are just the second day. So I think at the end of the week you are giant. Yeah. Giants. So now we have some announcements, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just a very quick announcement. First of all, and on behalf of Bahia and myself, who are sort of responsible for the workshops, we both wanted to say that it is amazing. In fact, you were saying the same thing. There is a huge step up from yesterday to today, which is absolutely amazing. We're really thrilled about that. And I have the bounty of going around and just sitting in for 5 minutes in each of the groups, so I get the real snippets from everywhere. So this is a real joy for me. But there is just one little practical point that we want your assistance with. We did notice today that not everybody was in the workshops. Now, this is absolutely fine. If you have a reason for not being in the workshops, that's absolutely fine. We're not children. We're all adults here, so you can make your choices. But what we would ask you to do, if you decide not to go to a workshop and you have picked up your card in the morning, if you could just help by just going to your facilitator, who is going to be your facilitator, say that you're unable to attend the workshop for whatever reason that is, and just give the card back. This is just out of respect for your facilitator, respect for the whole organization, so that we can make everything work smoothly. If we could ask you to do that, that would be really helpful. And we're looking forward to seeing what the rest of the week brings. Thank you.
So thank you.